Today's Amud is Beitza Yudbeis Amabeis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Yudbeis Amabeis. So says the Mishnah, Beishame Oimrim, a Meilichin Chalu Matanais Lekoin Biyamtiv. A person's not allowed to bring Chalu and Matanais to a Koin on Yamtiv. So perhaps it's Kedai to be Makdim with the following. We've mentioned in the past briefly, came up a little bit on the top of Testament Aleph, we'll discuss it more in details later in the Masechta, that the Rabbanan made an Isser to separate Trumas and Maisers on Yom Tov or Shabbos for that matter, we'll discuss Yom Tov. That a person's not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers on Yom Tov. Now the reason for that, simply understood, is because the Chazal were concerned that when a person takes off Trumas and Maisers, being that he wasn't allowed to eat the food before he takes off the Truma and Maiser, while it's in its Tevel state, before one takes off Truma and Maiser, he's not allowed to eat it. When he takes off Truma and Maiser, so now he's allowed to eat it, so it gives the appearance as if he's fixing the food. It's near a kemisake, like Makeh Bepatish, and therefore, Chazal made an Issa D'Rabbanan to take off Trumas and Maiser on Yom Tov. Now we're going to see that not only did they make an Isser to take off Trumas and Maisers on Yom Tov, but even if a person had already taken off Trumas and Maisers on Erev Yom Tov, a person's not even allowed to bring the Truma to a Kayin on Yom Tov. Even Truma that he already took off before Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring it to a Kayin. And it seems that the reason for this Gezeira is because Chazal were concerned that if a person brings Truma to a Kayin on Yom Tov, he'll think that he's also allowed to take off Truma on Yom Tov. So therefore, Chazal said that you're not even allowed to bring Truma to a Kohen on Yom Tov. So those are the two parts of the Gzeira. You're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma, and you're not allowed to bring the Truma to the Kohen. Now, there are a few areas that are similar to Truma. One example is Challah. When a person breaks bread, so he takes off Challah. Challah is also, it's a type of Truma, and therefore you might have thought that Challah should also be Asra on Yom Tov. However, we learned earlier that no, a person's actually allowed to take off Challah on Yom Tov. And the reason why Challah is different is because being that a person is allowed to bake bread on Yom Tov, a person wants to have fresh bread, freshly baked bread on Yom Tov, he's allowed to bake bread on Yom Tov. So being that a person's allowed to bake the bread on Yom Tov, and when he breaks the bread, he's going to be chayev to be mafresh Challah, so Chazal never made a gzeira against being mafresh Challah on Yom Tov, and a person is allowed to be mafresh Challah on Yom Tov. Another exception to the Truma Gzeira is that if a person shechts an animal, so typically when a person shechts an animal, so there are certain parts of the animal that go to a Kohen. There's the Zraya, the Lechayim, and the Keva. There's different parts of the animal that go to the Kohen when a person shechts an animal. So now those also, that's like the Truma of the animal. So now you might have thought that that's also, it should be Aser to be Mafresh, the Zraya, Lechayim, and Keva on Yom Tov. However, as we'll see, that no, that's also another exception. Being that a person's allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, a person wants to have some fresh meat on Yom Tov, he's allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. So Chazal allowed a person also to separate the Zraya, the Lechayim, and the Keva, the different matanais to the Kayin, a person's allowed to separate those on Yom Tov. So Challah and Matanais Kahuna, the matanais of the animal, and those a person are allowed to separate on Yom Tov. The discussion of our Mishnah is going to be, is a person allowed to bring the Challah and the Matanais, is a person allowed to bring that to a Kohen on Yom Tov? We know he's allowed to be Mafresh on Yom Tov. Is he allowed to bring it to the Kohen on Yom Tov, or is that included in the Gzeira when Chazal said not to bring Truma to a Kohen, so this is included in that Gzeira? So on that note, says the Mishnah, Beishame Oimrim, Ein Meilichin Chalu Matanis L'Kayin B'Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to bring it, even though you're allowed to be mafreshet. You're not allowed to bring challah to the kain, and you're not allowed to bring the matanos, the parts of the animal that go to the kain. You're not allowed to bring it to the kain on Yom Tov. Bein shaharmu me'emesh, ubein shaharmu me'ayoyim. And it doesn't matter if it's something that you shechted, or bread that you baked yesterday, or if it's bread that you baked, or an animal that you shechted today on Yom Tov, no matter what. Meaning, even if you shechted it today, even if you baked the bread today, and you were allowed to take off the truma and the matanis today, you're still not allowed to bring it to the kayin on Yom Tov. Ubeisil matirin. However, Beisil said that no, it's mutar, that you're allowed to bring the challah and the matanis to a kayin. Now, amru lahem beishamai, So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Gzeira Shava, that I have Gzeira Shava to prove it to you, that it should be Aser to bring the Matanais and the Chala to a Kain on Yom Tov. Now, Rashi points out, it's Lav Dafka Gzeira Shava, we're not even talking about a Din Daraisa, we're talking about Dine Derabanan right now, and so, this is obviously not a real Gzeira Shava, it just means it's like a Gzeira Shava, it's like a Gzeira Shava Midarabanan. So it says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, I have Gzeira Shava that should show you, I have a comparison to make that should show you that it should be usher to bring the challah and the matanas to a kohen on Yom Tov. What's this comparison? Because challah u'matana is matana, l'kohen. We know that challah and the matanas of the animal, those are all different gifts that go to the kohen. U'truma matana l'kohen. And truma is also another type of gift that goes to a kohen. So kashem she'ein ma'ilichen es ha'truma, kachein ma'ilichen es ha'matanis. So it makes sense, being that they're all matnais kuhuna, so just like a person's not allowed to bring truma to a kain, he's also not allowed to bring these matanis. Chazal made a gzera, you can't bring matanis to a kain on Yom Tov. So they made it because of truma. But once they made that gzera, that is the rabbanon, so l'chayra, all the different matanis are included. Also chala and also matanis of the animal. The zareya lechayim and the keva, those are all should be included. However, says Beis Hillel back to Beis Shammai that Amru Lem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai that Lo Yimamarta Betruma Sheinu Zakai Baramasa. And no, you can't compare the two. Truma, being that you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov, so therefore you're not allowed to bring it to the kohen. But Taimur B'matana Shazakai Baramasan. Will you say to apply that gzera to Chala and to Matanais, to these other Matanais, that you're allowed to be mafresh them on Yom Tov, should you assume that you're not allowed to bring them to a kain? The whole issue of bringing it to a kain is a gzera that you might come to be mafresh it. By these things, the person's allowed to be mafresh them on Yom Tov. So the gzera against bringing it to a kain was only said about Truma, it wasn't said about these other different types of Matanais. Says the Gemara now, Kesal Gadaitach, Shaharmu mehayoyim, v'shenishchatu mehayoyim. V'shaharmu me'emesh, v'shenishchatu me'emesh. The Gemara right now assumes that when Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring these different matanas to a kain on Yom Tov, and Beis Shammai said, bein shaharmu me'emesh, bein shaharmu mehayoyim, that whether you separated these things on Erev Yom Tov, or whether you separated them on Yom Tov, Beis Shammai also means to not differentiate between whether you shechted the animal on Erev Yom Tov or you shechted the animal today. Now the same things would apply to bread, whether you break the bread yesterday or you break the bread today. For the rest of this Gemara, we're going to focus on the Shechita, just choosing one of the two cases of the Mishnah. So the Gemara assumes that when Beis Shammai said that you cannot bring the matanais to a kohen, no matter when you separated the matanais, whether you separated them yesterday or today, it also means whether you shechted the animal yesterday or today. So says the Gemara now, Mani Mas Nisan, with that assumption in mind, that Beis Shammai does not differentiate between when you shechted the animal, so who's going to be the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbi Yosef, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Acherim. It's going to be that it's going to come out that it's not according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not according to Rabbi Yehuda, rather it's Acherim's version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. D'Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Le'nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Machlokes, there's no Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in the following case. Everybody agrees, Al Matanei Shohormu Me'erev Yom Tov, that if you have Matanais, Zraya Lechayim and Keiva, that you separated an Erev Yom Tov, Shemaglichim, you could bring it to a kayin, im hamatanei shohormu me'ayoyim v'shenishchetu me'ayoyim. With matanis that you separated today from an animal that you shechted today. Meaning everybody agrees if you shecht an animal on Yom Tov, those matanis you could bring to a kayin. Not only that, but you could even bring yesterday's matanis with today's matanis. Le'nechleku, the machloikis is, ela la'ilichim b'fnei atzmat. The Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is only whether you could bring yesterday's matanais by themselves to a kain on Yom Tov. She Beis Shammai Aimrim Ein Ma'ilichin, or Beis Hillel Aimrim Ma'ilichin. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring yesterday's matanais to a kain, and Beis Hillel says you are. Everybody agrees today's matanais you are, and even yesterday's matanais together with today's matanais. The Machlekes is about yesterday's matanais by themselves. Beis Shammai says it's Aser, and Beis Hillel says it's Mutter. V'kachayu Beis Shammai Donin, and this is what Beis Shammai made Gzeira Shava to Beis Hillel about. They said that Chalu Matanis Matana L'Kayin, V'Truma Matana L'Kayin. that chal and matanis are a gift to the kain, and truma is a gift to the kain. So this is just repeating our Mishnah. Kesheim she'im ha'ilichen es ha'truma, kachim ha'ilichen es ha'matanis. So just like you can't bring truma, just like yum beisil or maida, you're not allowed to bring truma to a kain on yamtif, truma that you separated yesterday, so you also can't bring these matanis that you have from yesterday, you're not allowed to bring them to a kain. Amru lahem Beis Hillel, and then Beis Hillel responded to Beis Shammai, that no, laya memartem betruma she'no zaka baramasa, taimru b'matana she'zaka baramasa. That no, truma, you're not allowed to separate, that's why you can't bring yesterday's truma. But the other matanes, which you could separate on Yom Tif, so then you could even bring yesterday's. So that's the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai agrees, today's matanes, of course you could bring. Meaning it comes out that the machlekes is much smaller. Beis Shammai agrees that there's a difference between truma and these other matanis which you could separate today. And the matanis which you could separate today, and you did separate today, those you could bring to the kayin. Beis Shammai's taina was that the matanis that you separated yesterday, so that's like truma that you separated yesterday, and that you're not allowed to bring to a kayin. That's the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and so seemingly that would not fit with our Mishnah. Because our assumption is that the Mishnah does not differentiate between when you shechted the animal. Beis Shammai doesn't care when you shechted the animal. It's whether you shechted it on Erev Yom Tif or you shechted it on Yom Tif. In either case, you're not allowed to bring the matanis to the kayin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a difference between yesterday's matanis and today's matanis. Yesterday's matanis, you can't bring to the kayin. Today's matanis, even Beis Shammai agrees, you could bring to the kayin. So that's why our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. But that's so far Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And Amar Rabbi Yaisi has a different Shita. Rabbi Yaisi is mamish nalik our Mishnah. Rabbi Yaisi says that like nechalku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala matanais shemailichem. Rabbi Yaisi says there's bechlal no machlekes when it comes to matnais kuhuna, when it comes to the Zroi Lechayim and the Keva. There's bechlal no machlekes. Even yesterday's matanais, you're allowed to bring that to the Kayin according to Beis Shammai. Everybody agrees matanais is no issue, being that it's something that you're allowed to separate on Yom Tif, so they never made any sort of gzeira against bringing it to the kayin. Even yesterday's matanis, like nechliku el ala truma. The machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is with regards to bringing yesterday's truma. There's no such thing as today's truma. You're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tif. The machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is whether you're allowed to bring yesterday's truma to a kayin. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to, and Beis Hillel says that you are allowed to. And now, says Rabbi Yaisi, v'kachayu Beis Hillel done it. It was Beis Hillel that was making the Gzeir Shava, and Beis Hillel made the following Gzeir Shava. Beis Hillel said that chala u'matanis matana l'kayin, u'truma matana l'kayin. They've made the reverse Gzeir Shava of our Mishnah. Beis Hillel said that chala and matanis are a gift to the kayin, and truma is a gift to the kayin. So kishem shemaylichen as a matanais, kach maylichen as a truma. Just like even you agree that you're allowed to bring the Zroi Lechayim and the Keva, you're allowed to bring the Chala to a kayin on Yom Tif, so too agree that you're allowed to bring truma to the kayin on Yom Tif. And Amru Lahem Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel, that no, layim amartim b'matanai shezakai baramason, taimru b'truma she'in zakai baramasa. That no, it's dafka with regards to these other matanais, that's when Chazal gave a heter to bring it to a kain. But truma, which you're not allowed to take off on Yom Tif, so therefore Chazal asked to even bring it to the kain. So that's definitely not like our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yaisi, there's bechlal no machlekes about chala and matanis. The whole machlekes is about truma. That's mamish, not like our Mishnah. Rather, who is the tan of our Mishnah? It's Acherim. That's the shita we're about to bring. Says the Gemara, Acherim Aymerim. Acherim say that leinechuku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala truma shein malichim. Everybody agrees that truma you're not allowed to bring to a kain on Yom Tif. Leinechuku ela ala matanis. The machlekes was about the matanis from the animal that a person shechted. Beis Shammai aimrim ei mailichin, u Beis Hillel aimrim mailichin. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring it to the kayin, and Beis Hillel says that you are allowed to bring it to a kayin. Now, acherim don't differentiate between matanis of yesterday or matanis of today. It's mashma that even yesterday's matanis are mutra according to Beis Hillel, and even today's matanis are asr according to Beis Shammai. So that's like the way we're assuming is the pshat of our Mishnah, that also doesn't differentiate between yesterday's matanis and today's matanis. In all cases, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, so that's mamish like acherim. So that's what the Gemara says now, leima acherim yivulei Rabbi Yehuda. For sure, it's not Rabbi Yaisi. L'chayra, our Mishnah is only like acherim, and it's not even like Rabbi Yehuda. However, says the Gemara, my Rava, that no, it's not so, it's not muchach. Mika tani shohormu me'ayoyim v'she nishchatu me'ayoyim? Does the Mishnah say that Beishamai asks you to bring the matanis when you separated today, the matanis that you separated today of an animal that you shechted today? Shohormu katani. All Beishamai said is that even the matanis that you separated today, you're not allowed to bring to the kayin. Who says you, it's talking about an animal that you shechted today? Maybe Beishamai only answers it because it's discussing an animal that you shechted yesterday. Meaning, even Beishamai would agree, an animal that you shecht on Yom Tov, so then you could bring those matanas to a kain. Like Rabbi Yehuda said, Beishamai was only answering an animal that you shechted yesterday. It doesn't matter when you separated the matanas. It doesn't matter if you separated yesterday on Erev Yom Tov or today on Yom Tov. But Beishamai was specifically talking about an animal that you shechted Erev Yom Tov. An animal that you shecht on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it to a kain. So that's like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's no hechrek that our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, well, says the Gemara, that seems to be a good diak that the Mishnah is dafka Rabbi Yehuda. So lema Rabbi Yehuda hivulay racherim. From the Mishnah it's mashma that it's this first, it doesn't matter when you separated it, but it does matter when you shechted the animal. So it sounds like our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, who differentiates between an animal that was shechted on Erev Yom Tov and an animal that was shechted on Yom Tov. So lema Rabbi Yehuda hivulay racherim. So maybe our Mishnah is dafka Rabbi Yehuda. And it's not like Acherim, because Acherim don't seem to differentiate between yesterday's animal and today's animal. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tema Acherim. It could even be like Acherim, ubahanuch shtenishchetu me'emesh. When Acherim says you could bring it to the Kayin, he was referring, and that it's a machlekes, beishamai, beisilo. Whether you could bring the matanus to a Kayin, he was referring specifically to an animal that was shechted yesterday. In other words, Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda both differentiate between yesterday's animal and today's animal. So the Mishnah could be like both Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim. Well, says the Gemara, the obvious kasha, ihachi, if so, now you're going to tell me that Acherim holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and they really also differentiate between yesterday's animal and today's animal, and when they said that the machlekes beishamai beisilo is about bringing the matanas to a kayin, they meant specifically of yesterday's animal. If so, ihachi, hainu Rabbi Yehuda. So then Acherim is just repeating Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So why would Acherim do that? They're from the Braisa, it seems like there's a machlekes between Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda. So there has to be some sort of difference between the two Shitas. So says the Gemara, there is. Ikebenayu tfeila. Rabbi Yehuda said an additional chiddush that even yesterday's animal, an animal that you shechted yesterday, Beishamai agrees that you could bring those matanais together with today's matanais. Together with an animal that you shechted today with the matanis of that animal. That was the chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda added, which Acherim did not mention. So that will be the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim. They both say that an animal that you shechted yesterday, you're not allowed to bring those matanis to a kain, according to Beishamai. An animal that you shechted today, even Beishamai agrees that you're allowed to bring those matanis to a kain. The machlekes Acherim and Rabbi Yehuda is what about yesterday's animal together with today's animal? Rabbi Yehuda said first they are allowed to. Acherim didn't speak about it. Acherim holds in such a case you're not allowed to. You're only allowed to bring today's animal's matanis. You're not allowed to bring yesterday's animal's matanis at all, even if you bring it together with today's. Now the Mishnah doesn't discuss this case of tefela. It doesn't discuss bringing yesterday's matanis together with today's matanis. So there's no saying from the Mishnah if it's going like Rabbi Yehuda or Acherim. It could be like either one of them. So that's how the Gemara is ending off. That the Tana of our Mishnah could be either Rabbi Yehuda or it's Acherim. The Mishnah is differentiating between yesterday's matanis and today's matanis. And what's the din by tefela? Is the din like Rabbi Yehuda or is the din like Acherim? That there's no way to know from our Mishnah. But the Tana of our Mishnah could be both. It could be either Acherim or Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara writer now, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Krabi Yaisi. Lamaisa Shmuel said that the halacha is not like our Mishnah. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that the machlekes beishamai beisilo was only about truma. truma that you separated Erev Yom Tov, could you bring that truma to a kohen on Yom Tov? And obviously, we paskin like Beis Hillel, so it's going to come out, being that we're paskin like Reb Yossi, and we paskin like Beis Hillel, a person's even allowed to bring truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. He's not allowed to separate truma on Yom Tov, but if he separated truma on Erev Yom Tov, he could bring that truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. We don't have any sort of gzeira against bringing it to a kohen. And says the Gemara, story, Rav Toivi Breid, Rav Nechemya, Havle Garba Dechamre de Truma. He had a barrel of wine of Truma. Also, Lekamed Rav Yosef, he came to Rav Yosef, and Amarle, he asked him, the Shaila, Mahu Lam Tuye Lekayana Inna, am I allowed to bring this Truma to a Kayan today? I separated it before Yom Tov. Can I bring it to the Kayan today on Yom Tov? And Amarle, and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosef said to him, that Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Halachik Rav Yosef. That Shmuel already paskin like Rabbi Yaisi, and therefore, yes, you are allowed to bring the Truma to the Kayin on Yom Tov.